Remembering Graham Boyd by Dennis Hattell. I first heard from Graham Boyd in early 1995. He had invested a great deal of time digitally restoring a series of photographs of Bhagavan and sent me these along with a letter. His daughter Candice was then working for a computer company, and somehow he had gotten enthused to use her computer to see how he could improve the quality of Bhagavan's photographs. Quality was the one word Graham was obsessed with, and ultimately this obsession proved to be of great value to Sri Ramanashramam over a period of 20 years. Graham had first sent all his restored photos to Ramanashramam with a similar letter, but received no response. Obviously, the letter and photos had not reached the right person. He was discouraged, searched the internet, and found Arunachala Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center in New York. Again, another letter and package of restored photos were sent. This time, it met with an appreciative recipient, and a correspondence and friendship ensued, one which decidedly changed the direction of Graham's life. In 1995, Graham was invited to come and spend the summer in our Nova Scotia to work on the restoration of Bhagavan's photographs. He accepted and ventured out of his British home and traveled across the Atlantic to the wilds of Canada. He had not traveled out of Britain before, and he had never met another devotee of Ramana Maharishi. When he arrived, he said he did not know how to act or what to say. Everything was different and strange in this totally unfamiliar, natural and simplistic rural setting of the ashrama. Graham was sincere, and he weathered the isolation and ruggedness of the place with humor. He was a strict vegetarian, but would only eat canned food. At the time, he believed that vegetarianism was a certain way to liberation, moksha, and that was the major aspect of his sadhana till then. I walked Graham down the road to the cows feeding on the grass in the field next to the ashrama and said, "Prostrate here, for in that field, the cows, there are so many liberated souls eating only vegetarian food." I believe he got my point. Graham was also adverse to meditation. His was the path of service, though we make meditation an integral part of the life in Arunachala Ashrama. He was unable to participate. I suggested to him, "Why not meditate for some time each day? It will help you." He had a matter-of-fact reply, which was typical with Graham, but surprised me. "Meditate? Oh, I tried that. It doesn't work." "Of course, Graham, it doesn't work. You have to work at it," I said. That year, Graham restored many photos and also produced digitally colored photos of Bhagavan, which were excellent. He was a perfectionist in everything he did. I believe he was the first to take up the task of digital restoration of ashrama photos. There was only one actual color photo of Bhagavan ever available, whereas all the other color prints we see of him were hand-colored and reproduced. Graham took up the digital coloring of some popular photos of Bhagavan, and whatever Graham did, he did it to the best of his ability in the way he conceived it best done. He would rarely compromise on quality or materials used to restore and print the photos. In order to settle on the colors to be used, Graham would do extensive research on each item in the photo to determine the correct color. He was quite successful in this endeavor. Graham again visited Nova Scotia in 1996. While on this visit, we printed thousands of his restored photos for distribution. Somehow, he lasted another summer in this remote ashrama, surrounded by fields, forests, and hills. His obsession with the avoidance of insects was most entertaining to us country folk. Not for him, though, but he did enjoy being the entertainer, and our rustic, uncultured country ways provided him with a storehouse of material. As a result of his visits here, meeting devotees and living with them, he gained the confidence to visit Sri Ramanashramam in India. We felt that he would definitely be of far greater service there than here. We wrote to the ashrama, introduced him to the president, and suggested they use him for the archival restoration of photos. They agreed. So, in the winter months of 1996 and early 1997, Graham made his first visit to Bhagawan's abode, where he continued his work of photo restoration in right earnest. Gradually, Graham's winter visits were extended to 6 months or more, and ultimately, he settled there permanently. His proficiency in electronics, construction, organization, etc., was appreciated, and gradually he took on a greater number of roles in the development of the ashrama's computer room, archives, and publications. Graham hosted and developed Sri Ramanashramam's first website at the address of ramanmaharishi.org. He took this responsibility seriously, knowing full well that the digital age had arrived, and through this medium, Sri Ramana Maharishi's life and teachings would be broadcast to the world. On his website, he developed many different ways of introducing Ramanashramam and Bhagawan to seekers. Moved by the suffering of folk in the Tiruvannamalai area, he was sincerely involved in helping genuine charities and people in need. He personally helped many of those in need personally, and through the website supported several charities. On the website, Graham also wrote his own first impressions of Tiruvannamalai, the town, the people, the traffic, animals, snakes, insects, etc. He would get a bit carried away at times, and some of the descriptions were, true to his nature, tragically bizarre and negative. After reading it, I sent him an email and thanked him. Why? It is the experience of many devotees who have been visiting the ashrama for decades that the place was now becoming increasingly crowded with all types of people coming to see the ashrama. In a humorous way, I thought his graphic list of mishaps and accidents might serve to slow the tide of congestion in the ashrama. Of course, as Bhagawan willed, that did not happen. Graham had a caustic, blunt way about him. Whatever he thought was inadequate for the job, he would not hesitate to unload his criticism on the object or even the person responsible. He did this to such an extent that I eventually said to him, "It appears to me that you are not happy unless you have something to complain about." And it was true. That was his nature. But no matter how much he criticized or ridiculed a person, the beauty of it was that one never felt offended. There was no malice in his behavior, just a relentless obsession to do everything as perfectly as possible. He felt that everything connected with Bhagawan's legacy, his teachings, his archival artifacts, photos, publications, website, and the whole ashrama should be restored, preserved, and maintained at the very highest possible level at whatever the cost. That is how he expressed his devotion to his master, and many devotees appreciated this, I included. On Thursday, 16th June, after several months of enduring an aggressive cancer at the place he called his home, Arunachala, Graham was absorbed into the lotus feet of Arunachala Ramana. Graham will always be remembered for the work he had performed with a determined and uncompromising dedication.